I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party!
Welcome to the podcast of those two girls.
Here we go.
Halfway through the week, everyone.
Happy hump day. Here we are. I have a story that's going to get you burring up.
Okay.
I can just feel it in my waters. Okay. So there's an article saying that veganism could cull a whole ton of meaty metaphors that we use in day-to-day life, such as bring home the bacon and killing two birds with one stone. They're saying that animal lovers are being offended, and PETA, who, you know, the animal rights charity, really want people to start replacing these expressions with things like, instead of bring home the bacon, they're suggesting bring home the bagels. And instead of take the bull by the horns, they'd like us to employ take the flower by the thorns. They're saying that
this is ridiculous.
Yes.
And it will not happen.
Well, this is the thing. They think they've won this regardless, because they feel that even though the phrases will unlikely be cut out entirely from our vocabs, the fact that just a few people could use them will make it really hit home.
Surely they've got bigger fish to fry.
Did I tell you the scone one?
No.
Okay.
What's the scone one?
So this is a direct quote. The image of killing two birds with one stone, if anything, will be made more powerful by the animal-friendly alternative of feeding two birds with one scone.
I mean, that's very, very friendly. But the thing with idioms is that they mean other things. So feeding two birds with one scone.
Also, I'm never feeding anything other than myself with a scone, because scones are life. So that is not ever going to happen. And I think these people are twits.
I think it's a minority trying to change the majority. And I actually don't think vegans are that annoying. I don't think most vegans will be saying, we must change the English language. I think some vegans would have beef themselves with all of these.
With how PC this is. Anyway, that's a bit of a giggle.
Oh, got your Wednesday off right,
there
eh?
There you go.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
My daughter's Christmas lists are flowing thick and fast. They seem to change week to week, but there's been one item that my 7-year-old daughter has been obsessed about. It's called a poopsie.
Oh.
And that was my reaction exactly. What the hell is a poopsie?
Is it a doll?
And she said it's like a kit with a little unicorn, and you make slime, and basically it's unicorn poo. And I said, look, I'm not comfortable with getting you anything for Christmas that involves toy fecal matter, okay? Yeah. That's kind of off. I don't even know what you're talking about.
And she said,
Mum, it's slime, it's glitter, you've got to see it. Can we look it up? Can we Google it together? And I said, all right. So we sat down. And together we pulled up a YouTube clip of a poopsie and of a child unwrapping a poopsie. It went for 10 minutes. And for that 10 minutes, I've got to admit, both she and I were completely absorbed
Riveted.
In listening to another American kid unwrap a toy and describe what was in it. Now, will I be getting it for her for Christmas? No. But
why?
Then because I just think it's rubbish. It's just plastic rubbish. And then this morning I stumbled across the list of the top money earners for YouTube in 2018. Do you know who it was? It was I'm not even going to let you answer.
I think I know. I think I know.
It's a 7-year-old American kid named Ryan who this year has earned $22 million just from reviewing toys. His highest video had nearly 1 billion views.
Yeah, I've heard of this kid. I actually have, because I saw something where his early videos show him unwrapping these toys and doing these toy reviews in his family home, which at the time was a modest family home when he and his family embarked on this YouTubing journey. And then fast forward a few years, because I think he's been in the game for a while.
Yeah, since 2015 he started.
In spite of his young age. That's right. So fast forward a couple of years, and the family have now seriously upgraded their digs.
Well, that's because little mate Ryan also has his own toy line in Walmart and Target over there. This year he doubled his earnings from 2017, which means that in 2017 he still must have cashed in a cool 10 mil.
Amazing. But yes, my kids don't watch the toy reveals and the toy reviews, but they are watching their fix of TV on YouTube now, whereas I'd come home from school back in the day and plop myself in front of Ninja Turtles on the telly on Channel 7 or Channel 2, you know, whatever. They are now getting that sort of vegging fix from YouTube. So it's no
surprise. Which blows my mind, because that was the first time that my girl and I had sat down and watched a little YouTube
and
clip together.
I
wouldn't let her have open slather on YouTube by any stretch, because there's just too much dodgy stuff on there. But it was strangely fascinating.
Yeah, they know how to get you
in.
And
there is absolutely no way I'm telling her that old mate made $22 million.
I'm getting her a poopsie.
Don't!
You like potatoes, and I like potatoes. You like tomatoes, and I like tomato. Potatoes, potato, tomato, tomato. Oh, let's call the whole thing off.
Two types of people in the world for every situation. It's basically opinions.
I've been waiting for this one for quite some time because I take offence to your nightwear. I've shared many a hotel rooms with you, Sarah Wills, and when you come out of the bathroom wearing a nighty, like ye old ghost from 1915, I just don't know what to say to you.
Well, I tell you what, right back at you, sister, I take umbrage at the fact that you do not own any designated nightwear. Not an actual pyjama set.
No.
Not a nighty. Not a 90s. Dressing gown to be seen in your wardrobe. In fact, have you ever owned proper pyjamas? Have you ever walked into Target or Peter Alexander anything and actually splurged on some luxurious cotton to sleep the night through in?
No, I hate those tiny little satiny
what
bows
the hell do you
that
sleep
they put
in?
On
but they don't all have that. Just what do you sleep in?
Just whatever. Like undies and a singlet, a pair of like, I don't know, like little shorts and
but
a singlet,
like
Dane's t-shirt.
Just old clothes in your wardrobe and
whatever.
You turn them into pyjamas.
Whatever floats my boat.
I'm disappointed in you. I think you are missing out on the joy that an actual set of pyjamas or a beautiful flowing nighty.
I think I'd get laughed out at if I walked out of our bedroom wearing pyjamas.
I don't think so. Remember the time we did the underwear swap?
Yes.
And you had to wear full briefs and your family enjoyed that. Okay.
Well, I just don't know how to take that.
I think they would like you in a nighty. Anyway, two types of people in the world. Those who wear actual nighties and pyjamas,
designated
boxer shorts, and those who don't, who just care not for their night attire, like Lee's.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Well, let's put some things on in this case today. 131060, two types of people in the world, those who wear actual pyjamas and nightwear, and those who don't. I myself, I like an actual PJ set or a lovely soft cotton nighty. It's part of my bedtime routine.
So
but
do you actually have a drawer full of these things?
Yes, yes.
I just have miscellaneous bed items, whatever I fancy. A T-shirt, one of my husband's shirts. I've even worn his jocks before. Oh, that's just revealing too much, isn't it? Very comfortable to sleep in, ladies. Very, very comfortable.
Your husband is like three times the size of you. I can't see how that would be a good bedtime decision. David on 131060, what do you wear to bed?
Well, I've been a boxers and boxers exclusively guy since the age of about 10.
Yep.
And I've got a specific pair of boxers that I wear for what you'd call after hours visitors.
Oh, David.
Okay, so your equivalent of lingerie.
Well, there's a pattern of a tuxedo on them, so I'd like to say that these are my classy ones.
Is it is it like a black tie affair?
It kind of, not only is it a nice icebreaker, but I also feel that it sets the tone for what's to come, so.
Five star all the way, David. Wow. Okay, so you're a designated pyjama. That means you're Team Sarah on this
and
one.
And special
Rightio.
Occasion PJs as well,
wow.
Which I think gives you an extra point, David. Hey,
edge.
Ashley, thanks for calling 131060. What do you wear to bed?
Oh, designated pyjamas.
All these people playing it safe in life.
No, it's
a brain trick. I've got to put my pyjamas on. It's okay, brain, it's time to slumber now.
Yes, it's kind of like toddlers, isn't it? It's like bottle, bath, PJ's bed.
I mean, listen and to yourself, though.
Yes, but it's part of the sleep routine.
You're a grown woman.
Ash will agree with me here.
Do you want me
it's
to buy
cue.
You a onesie, a cotton bonds onesie
no,
with hands
listen,
and feet?
Listen, don't throw in shade. It. You put an eye patch on, or not an eye patch, eye mask
yes.
on, then ear plugs, then you put white
That's
music
right, so
and
I
you've
don't
got
need
a diffuser
anything else
going.
On.
You've got all this happening. Ashley and I need our PJs to set the tone for catching some
right
Zeds.
On. Can we go to Lauren,
yes.
please, on 131060? Lauren, Team Lee's no designated PJs or Team Sarah, 90s and set PJs?
Girls, I am not on either team.
What does that mean?
Pardon?
Sorry, I'm not on either team. I sleep nude and that is the only way.
Nude? No. No, Lauren, that's way too vulnerable. What if an emergency happens in the middle of the night and you have to spring from the sheets and you're just standing there in the Nikki Noonar in front of an intruder or there's a fire? Oh, God, the thought of sleeping naked.
Sarah can't handle the information
actually gives
you've
me
just,
conniptions.
Yeah, no, that's
no.
too much, Lauren, for Sarah to handle.
Please, don't you...
I can become Team Lauren if I have to. I've done it before. I'll do it again, Lauren.
I don't actually think I could fall asleep.
God.
I need covers. I need coverage.
Freedom.
Freedom, no, no, no. I like being quite constricted with my bedtime attire, Lauren.
Lauren's just a free spirit.
I think apart from Lauren, who's thrown our stats, overwhelmingly the results are positive towards designated PJs. I know what I'm getting you for Christmas. I'm going to go into Canterbury lace and I'm going to get you a white cotton nightie.
I am so offended.
It falls to the floor.
Don't ever go into that shop for me. Don't you dare.
Fine. What about a Tweety Bird one from Kmart or somewhere?
I don't like licensed garments.
Little Miss Naughty.
Okay, you win this one. Fine.
Lise, I follow Cindy Crawford on Instagram. She's 52 now and she still looks like the supermodel that she always was.
That's right. Once a supermodel, always a supermodel. I would know.
Well, you were, well, I mean, you did stand in for Adriana Lima in Victoria's Secret. So let's say you were almost a supermodel.
Okay. What's your point? Thank you.
I love getting that out wherever I can. So she's,
what has she done?
She has posted a photo having climbed inside a suitcase.
Why?
Just because she said if she can fit in the suitcase, then everything she needs to pack can fit in there as well. Now, you and her pretty much have the same dimension. She's 5'9".
I'm 5'10".
You're a smidge taller. That's even better. Okay?
Well.
And I want to see if you can do it. Now, Cindy's got 15 years on you age-wise, but if she can do it, you can. So I've brought in a suitcase from home. It's travelled the world with me. Now it's about to travel with your bum in it. So,
Sarah, I have a feeling that Cindy Crawford is actually a very impressive yogi. She has been practicing yoga.
You've been banging on about
decades.
Your Pilates.
Yes, but Pilates is one thing.
I know
yoga,
you're wearing a maxi dress. I know you're complaining about being
clothing.
Bloated, but I feel you can do it. So headphones off. And pop in.
Are they going to be able to
Scotty's
hear me?
Scotty's going to be filming this so we can put it up on our Instagram.
All right.
Go
okay.
on. In you hop and I'll do a running commentary. Here we go. She is hoiking up the skirts. Around. Yes.
Hold on.
She's limbering it up.
Do we have to close it?
Yes. Let's try and put the lid on you. That's my dream come true. She's in.
Hold on.
She's on her haunches. She is contorting like someone out of The Greatest Showman. Her rear is pressed.
I have very big feet.
Against the court. Yes. Yes. Ow. She has done it. Scott, get over there and put the.
I feel claustrophobic.
We're trying to put the lid on.
Leave me some air. Okay, close it. But leave me an air.
And she is in. Yes. Lee's car law. Representing supermodels of yesteryear, she has nailed the suitcase. Okay, you can get out now.
Oh, my God.
How do you feel?
I just combated my fear of small spaces.
I think you've still got it. Come on up on the mic and say goodbye to people out of the suitcase. Come on, you're feeling like it's home now.
I wasn't even in my Pilates gear.
No.
Sarah, imagine what I can do in a pair of leggings.
Do you want to do it again tomorrow?
And some grip socks.
Do you want to do it again tomorrow?
I think that's a good pre-show ritual if ever I... Why not?
Okay, sure. All right, on that jolly note...
Farewell.
Cheerio.
Well, that was a podcast of Those Two Girls.